Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Dettelier joins us now to talk about how some LSU players did and other local players and how it's looking for the Saints in terms of some people they can use. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
Did you have a nice Mardi Gras?
Yeah, sure. I sure did.
What'd you do?
No, listen, you know, when you get a little, you have grandkids, you know, you sort of stay local with it, and they enjoy it so much. So I have a little four-year-old, and she had the time of her life. She had a great time.
Yeah, I don't think they're ready for the show yet.
No, not yet. Hopefully, you know, when they get a little older, then they can bring Pop somewhere, too.
There you go, like the nursing home. Tell me about
that's it.
I'll see you there. Tell me about the combine. What stood out to you, and what did we miss while Mardi Gras was going on?
Well, you know, I've said this for quite some time. It's the best defensive line draft I've ever done. It's over 30 years for me, and that stood out. I mean, the talent and the depth along the defensive line. That was the winner for me. But going in, I had that feeling, and it certainly lived up to it, where there's not a lot of edge people, but Port has a ton of defensive tackles, and that group really was the most impressive of the bunch. You know, I tell this to agents and players when they get in touch with me that, you know, if you're a wide receiver or a defensive back and you projected to go early, you in for the ride this year. You're going to wait a while because those defensive linemen are going to dominate the first round of the draft. And I think as it gets closer, you'll see the offensive line also get into the bunch. The Greeks settled this years ago that if you have a chance to pick a really talented big guy, a really talented smaller guy, you're going with the big dude. And they lived up to the billing. It was really something to watch these big guys run around. The combine is just a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole deal. They certainly lived up to the billing of what you saw on the field and what you see out in, you know, these track-type events they have them do. But it's football-related, so to speak, but for the NFL teams, a lot of this has to do with medicals for the first time. They go through a medical situation like they've never went through a physical before. And I think now what's becoming more and more, Tommy, is the interview process. Because this is your first job interview. And how you handle it and how you connect with teams. Because during the season, an NFL head coach or assistant coach or general manager, man, he's busy. He's worried about his own team. You might catch a game or a part of a game on TV, but now you get to see the player in person and talk to him in person, and I do think it makes a difference. I've had way too many coaches kind of fall in love with a player because of the interview process. They say differently, but come on, human nature. You connect with somebody right off the bat, you understand it.
You like them, you don't like them, you see it differently. You hate to do that, but you do.
It's human nature.
Yep. In terms of defensive tackles being so deep, Sheldon Rankin's coming off of the torn Achilles. Will the Saints know come draft day on April 25th whether they need more depth there or do they need more depth there anyway?
Oh, they need more depth there anyway. Think about this a year ago. They had a healthy Sheldon Rankins. David Onyemata most likely is going to get, or more, I would say probable suspension from the NFL. And Tyler Davidson is an unrestricted free agent. And he none of that happened a year ago, and this team made a big money play for Ndamukong Suh and Muhammad Wilkerson. Now, with the injury, the probable suspension, and who knows what happens with Davidson, you know, it's priority, a defensive tackle. But this football team has had a philosophy under Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton, to try to address obvious needs in free agency. And so my thought is that defensive tackle, tight end, wide receiver, and possibly a depth position along the offensive line, that'll be addressed in free agency. Now, you only got one pick in the first four rounds as of today. So, you know, if you're going to get better, you're going to have to go out and do this in free agency first, because the draft is going to be limited to you when you only have that one selection the first four rounds.
So, pro day coming up, you got greedy, what's his name, Devin White, just, you know, somebody texted in beast. That's been used. I don't know what superlative to use to describe this man. I really don't, but, man.
And he's still a football puppy from a standpoint of playing linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people don't realize he was an unbelievable running back in high school. And when he hit the LSU campus, first interview I did with him, you know, he really, in the back of his mind, thought he would play running back. Now, they had Leonard Fournette, Darius Geis, and Darrell Williams on the team. Now, he figured out pretty quickly, man, listen, if I want to get on the field, I better switch to a linebacker. But athletically, he's off the charts. I mean, he's what you sort of build at that middle linebacker position, and still learning the little nuances, more or less in the pass coverage part of the game. He's figured out. I think the guy that really came through surprisingly well was Foster Morrow. Foster was one of the last recruits when he came in to LSU. He's been a 2-year starter there. LSU really didn't throw the football a lot to the tight end. And this year, because of line issues, Foster had to stay in and help out blocking. And I thought he had a really good combine workout. And he's a tough – I know Coach Hill told me, if I don't know no better, it's ways from the buyer. Yeah. That's how tough he is. And he's one of those guys that you know he can block for you. He catches the ball well. He can play on special teams, and I think he helped himself out a lot. He was a great team leader for LSU, and Greedy certainly ran well. His on-field workouts were a little bit shaky, but almost like there was a little bit of nerves there, but he ran extremely well.
He had some kind of leg issue too, didn't he?
He had cramps, which is surprising. You know, but, you know, you sort of nerved up a little bit, and, you know, then you go through all these, and you're up early in the morning, you're going through all these workouts and interviews and everything else, but he ran, man. Listen, that's the one thing with Greedy. With that size, that matchup speed that he's going to have, and he's been one heck of a player for LSU, he's going to get himself picked in round one. But I do think, like I said earlier, like most of the receivers and the defensive backs and running backs, you're going to have to wait your turn because those big men are going to get picked ahead of you.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. Have a great Lent. I don't know if I should say that or not. But
thanks. I appreciate it, Tommy.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.